open. Jeez.
Thursdays are reserved for a man with a wider range of music knowledge than Jake could ever dream of.
This is the golden era. You would hear this on any radio station. You know, it wasn't like it is now. Okay. You know, you got country, you got R&B, you got pop, you got rap, you got rock. They didn't have that then. You heard everything.
A man who knows a good song when he hears it, just as much as a good diamond when he sees it.
You get a diamond!
Yes, I do get a diamond. I get a diamond, and that makes me happy.
It's time for Rick Heyman's Song of the Day, sponsored by Sartor Heyman Jewelers, on Early Break. On 93.7 The Ticket.
A long distance directory assistance, every quote 212. Say, hey, AMR, this is Mr. Rhythm and Blues. He said hello and put me on hold. To say the least, the cat was cold. He said, don't call us, child, we'll call you. I said, you got my number? He said, yeah, I got when you walked in the door.
Don't Call Us, We'll Call You by Sugarloaf from 1975. 464-5685-1 is bad, 10 is good. Text your rating on Rick Heyman, Sartor Heyman Jewelers, Song of the Day.
Call us, child, we'll call you.
Once again, your song of the day from 1975, Don't Call Us, We'll Call You by Sugarloaf. 464-5685-1 is bad, 10 is good. Text your rating on Rick Heyman, Sartor Heyman Jewelers. Song of the day.
The Loaf.
I never heard this band
There's
before.
There's a couple of loaves. You got Sugarloaf and you got Meatloaf. I think that's the only two loaves
and
that I know.
God, good call.
Is that it? Is that the only two loaves
I
that you guys
so.
Know?
Yeah.
Sugarloaf and Meatloaf.
I think you're right. That's
and if you just said name two loaves, I would have got one. Probably wouldn't have got Sugarloaf.
Nope, you would have got Meatloaf.
Would have got Meatloaf, which again, Jake, incredible.
Oh God, yeah, Bat Out of Hell.
I know that. I know them. I know Meatloaf.
Yeah. Bat Out of Hell.
But they didn't play Meatloaf. Go ahead, Steve. You lead off this time. New Year.
1975.
Better yes. times.
You know what the number one song of 1975 was according to Billboard's Top 100? Love Will Keep Us Together. Captain and Tennille.
Captain and Tennille. Yeah.
You know, it was second.
What?
Rhinestone Cowboy.
Now that should be number one. That's a great song. Glenn Campbell.
I don't know how Captain and Tennille beat out Glenn.
Are you kidding me?
What was third?
Third was Philadelphia Freedom,
which is great.
Really good song. Elton John. Yeah.
Four is really interesting. A song I did not like by Freddie Fender, Before the Next Teardrop Falls.
Oh. That was four.
That was four. Five. That was four. Five is My Eyes Adored You by Frankie Valli.
Which should probably be like number two.
Okay, now we better get to Rick here. Rick. Okay, that song, I think it was forced. It was, but creative on Rick's part. It was a song I hadn't heard probably since 1975, but we used to hear it a lot, right?
That song was played a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And you had to step out. It was a big step out to get the 8-track at that time because they only had one song, really. So when you bought
you
this, it was like, I'm not getting Sugarloaf, no.
No, I wouldn't have got it for that song. I'd go, because he surprised me, I can give him a 5.1.
Okay, 5.1.
And it takes me back to 75.
Takes me back to 75, and it's kind of, I'm not sure how it grabs you. It's very instrumental, though. There was some things that was good. I can give it a little bit more off the surprise level, and then just the happiness, how it took me back to better times.
It does.
So I can give it a 601 just based off of that. The song's probably more of a 4.8, but it brought me back in time.
I'm going right in the middle. I'm going like 5.7.
Okay.
So that's Connor, the range.
Connor, 5.7. Connor gives a lot of fake numbers, so I'm going to give him a high one, like 7.7.
5.9 says good.
Good, not great.
Good, not great. Great.
Well, remember, he missed part of that because he was writing down the question about the Super Bowl.
He was. Well, we're joined now.
What?
We're joined now for the first time in 2026 by Rick Heyman. Rick, good morning. Scores between 5-1 to 6-1 today for you on Song of the Day.
Who gave 6-1?
Bill.
I did, but Rick,
there's
a caveat to that. I gave the song a 4-8, but taking me back to 75 got it to a 6-1.
Okay. All right. Well, Happy New Year, fellas. I missed you guys.
Oh, God bless
you. Yeah, it's great to hear from you,
Save
Rick.
Thank you, Rick.
Did that seem like the longest holiday, whatever it was, in history? It just never stopped. Yeah. I never knew what day it was.
It's kind of like that. I think
you nailed that.
You nailed that one. It was also, schools were off for 2 weeks. It was like, I'm like, when
like
are you guys going?
Month.
Yeah, there was like insane how long they were off.
So, yeah. And by the way, Landman, which I told you a year ago to watch, the best opening scene of any show in history in the very first episode.
When he was talking crap to the cartel with a bag over his head.
Yeah, with
the gunny sack over his head. That he was telling them how it's going to be. I was like, that.
All right, you tell.
I'm not going to lie to you. There's times I see myself as Landman. I do.
Yeah.
I think most males
do.
We do. If anyone does, that'd be me. I wouldn't. I'd be like going, just don't kill me. Seriously.
I want to watch
but
game
I'm
tonight.
Like Sip, the wife part of it, nah.
And yeah.
I'm watching season two. I heard they had a falling out between Taylor Sheridan and Paramount, and they didn't want as much of the wife, and he wanted more of the wife, and I guess he's not even writing it. I don't know. But the whole show, the concept is fabulous. I just think everything about it was great. Season one. Season two, I'm slowing down on it. Tulsa King was still my favorite.
Okay.
But
Sly?
Anyway.
Sly Stallone, right?
Oh, just great writing and great side characters. And there's good side characters in Landman, too. This is a song about the portal.
Oh.
The portal. This is Portal Week.
Oh, okay.
Don't call us, we'll call you.
Okay, a theme.
Theme, right. I like that,
I like
Rick.
The theme, Rick.
1975, I like this.
Yeah, Forgotten Gems. So Sugarloaf, their big hit was Green Eyed Lady.
Okay.
Which is a killer song.
Okay, that's a good song.
That's a killer.
Killer's
song.
A little strong.
Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. Every day, companies you've probably never heard of are making billions off of your personal data. Your name, address, phone number, even details about your family are pulled from public records and the internet and then sold without your consent. There's an entire marketplace making money off your privacy, and most people have no idea it exists. But Aura fights back. They remove your personal data from broker sites and keep it off. Aura also alerts you fast if your information shows up in a breach or on the dark web. And if your identity is ever stolen, you are backed up by up to $5 million in insurance and 24/7 U.S.-based fraud support to help you recover quickly. Right now, you can try Aura free for 14 days when you visit aura.com/remove. That's enough time for Aura to start removing your personal information from data broker sites. Sign up today at aura.com/remove and get the peace of mind that your privacy, identity, and finances are safeguarded. That's aura.com/remove. Certain terms apply. See the site for details.
Rick.
No, listen, these songs, that was back when I was playing my Hammond B3 organ, and these songs were very instrumental in me playing and going on the road, playing as much as I did. But these guys used to play at Little Bo's all the time.
They did?
I think I saw them 3 times out there.
Wow, okay, wow. That's interesting. Yeah. That's interesting.
Yeah, they were good. They were really, really good. Jerry Corbetta, the keyboard player and lead singer, the guy was unbelievable. And he played a bunch of different keyboards, and you can hear him on that song. It's a tongue-in-cheek song about them not getting a record deal.
Whoa.
So don't call us. You know, back in those days, we all sent tapes in to these record companies. And, you know, they would just take them and throw them away. You know, you had to get some kind of special dispensation to get somebody to even listen to your stuff. And so that's what this song's about. And during the song, they play a touch tone phone thing.
Yeah,
it's actually a private line at CBS Records that they dialed on the song just to stick it to them because they had turned them down.
Oh,
sure. And so it's tongue in cheek. It's cute. Wolfman Jack was on this song.
Mm-hmm.
And they're saying, you know, Stereo 92, the record, the radio station. Wolfman Jack was like, all right. You know, he's like, I'm on here. I'm going to play your song. Mm-hmm. And it had a Beatles riff in it.
Mm-hmm.
And it had Stevie Wonder's Superstition riff in it.
Mm.
So it was just a fun song. It was tongue in cheek, but I thought it was appropriate for Portal Week because
thank you,
who
Rick.
Knows who's calling. And don't call us. We'll call you if our quarterback lasts for 7 hours. We'll need a different one. So, mm-hmm. you know, sit by your phone, I guess.
Okay. Good team.
Anyway, they opened for Three Dog Night, The Who, Deep Purple. They were a big-time opening act for a lot of bands. They never quite made it through, you know, to the big, big time. But Green Eyed Lady is one of the top, you know, probably 500 hits of the 70s for sure.
500, you might get me.
Top 500 hits of 75.
Yeah, maybe. Green Eyed Lady was pretty big hit.
Pretty big.
Pretty big, pretty
kinda
big.
Hokey,
so with that in mind, I missed you guys. Let's see, what else have I got here? Portal Week. Okay, I guess we're going to go straight to the Stump the Sippers
All
and
right.
the coach.
Here we go. Sips first.
At some point.
We're going to talk about telephones. Who's first?
Sip is first. Steve Sipple.
Sip. I had an early cell phone. Not the one in the carry case, but I had one of the bricks, you know, the early, the big giant Motorola phones. I had one of those.
Yeah.
And it was unbelievably expensive. But I needed it for business at the time.
Diamonds,
so, I'm sure.
The early phone, there was an early cell phone named after a food item. Can you name it?
Oh.
No options. Just got to go with an answer here.
Hmm.
We'd like the multiple choice, Rick.
There was an early cell phone named after a food item. Mm-hmm.
A food item.
Roll call.
You get it's easy. It's a BlackBerry.
Okay. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Roll call.
Roll call. I don't know what that is.
Well, roll.
I get that.
He's on a roll.
Okay. 0-1.
BlackBerry. I should have known.
Okay. That. Coach.
Yes.
Back then, you're going to know this. What time did rates go down for long distance calling?
Oh, he will know this.
What time?
Yeah.
What time of night?
Yeah.
What I remember was always in recruiting was 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
9 o'clock, you get a diamond. Yeah.
Brilliant.
All right. Good job. One for two.
Yeah. Got it. Good job.
Also used to have to
remember that. Remember that? You had to wait to call somebody long distance till after 9.
There was a big deal with text messaging in recruiting, so you know this history, where you couldn't couldn't text people because you got charged for every incoming text. And so
That's right. So
there was some recruits that were getting texts like thousands of times, and their phone bill would be like, you know, like, hey, your phone bill's $4,900 this month. True story, because people were texting
them. That.
Yeah, yeah.
$5,000.
You had to pay for the incoming text.
It's a nightmare.
All right, last question.
Last question. Was Sugarloaf ever nominated for a Grammy Award, yes or no, for everybody?
Yes, 100. Green Eyed Lady.
No.
Dang it. That's all right.
All TV. Sorry.
That's okay.
Well, we went 1-for-3 today. We're better than 0-for-3.
Do you think Sugarloaf ever met Meatloaf?
I don't know, man. Don't let your Meatloaf. That's a pretty good one. I bet they did, because that was the same kind of period, time period.
Yeah, it's right in the same period, yeah.
I bet their original name was Chocolate Hair.
Rick, what's happening right now at Sauter Heyman Jewelers?
Hey, there's a reason why Sauter Heyman Jewelers is the best of every single year. We got the best of service, the best selection, the best style, the best master jewelers. Now, listen, Every single item that comes out of our store leaves with a full inspection, not by one, not by two, but three experts that look that thing over to make sure that nothing's out of place. You don't cut your own hair, much like me. I cut my own with a buzzer.
McSafety cuts his own.
McSafety cuts his own hair.
He
played safety in high school.
You don't cut your own hair, and you don't really want to fix your own plumbing or electrical. You need a jeweler. We're the jeweler. By the way, we buy gold. Have you looked at gold and silver lately? My heavens, it's through the roof. Bring it in. We'll give you top dollar. We'll give you extra if you want to trade it in. Four generations of excellence, 121 years, when only the best will do. Sartor Hamann Jewelers, Lincoln and Grand Island. And check us out, sartorhamann.com. I'll post more interesting things about the great Sugarloaf on my personal Facebook at Rick Hamann.
Rick, thanks for the time. We'll talk to you next week.
Bye-bye.
Song of the day, Don't Call Us, We'll Call You by Sugarloaf from 1975. Hour 2 is next on Early Break in the Ticket.